Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 17th day of May 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, with the latest updates, stories and insights into our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, via the digital group. On MF and HF relays, we've got a new one, 476 kHz, trial transmission in the northwest, thanks to Brenton VK7HP. 1.860 MHz, any takers? 3.670 MHz, yours truly, Justin VK7 Tango Whiskey. 7.140 MHz, Ross VK7ALH. 14130 any takers, and 28525 Gary VK7JGD. And locally in Hobart on UHF CB24, Mark VK7FMAC, and HF CB24 with Luke and no call sign. And missed it live? Well, catch the replay Tuesday 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Well, WIA news, 2.3 GHz usage. The WIA is looking to gain an understanding of the usage of the 2300 to 2302 MHz part of the 13 centimetre band within Australia. If you are an amateur radio operator who currently uses this band or are looking to use this band, can you please let us know the following information? What amateur services are you currently operating in the 2300 to 2302 MHz band, and an idea of a typical configuration detail? Locations or geographical areas where this spectrum is actively used. Please email yours truly, Justin, VK7TW, who leads the WIA Spectrum Strategy Committee, at email justingc@ozemail.com.au by the end of May, and that's 73 from yours truly. Tassie Hamicon Radio Conference bookings are open. The theme for the Tassie Hamicon 2026 is Hack the Ether, Education, Ingenuity and Connection, a nod to the experimental DNA of amateur radio, where learning meets invention and curiosity drives everything forward. This year's conference is all about being moved beyond nostalgia and building what comes next. It brings together amateurs, experimenters, educators and storytellers for a fully catered weekend of practical learning, creative collaboration and ideas that actually go somewhere. The program is built around four key streams: Hack the Mind, exploring education and learning futures; Hack the System, driving the ingenuity and experimentation; and Hack the Culture, focusing on engagement and connection; and Hack the Future, tackling leadership and purpose. The preliminary program is online and bookings are now open. It all happens Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of November 2026 at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre at UTAS Sandy Bay. With pre- and post-conference events in the works, keep an eye out for the conference website as more detail rolls out. 73, the conference organising group, and WWFF SOTA, POTA, LALOTA and IOTA weekly wrap-up. Another busy week on the air and on the trails for VK7 activators, with plenty of parks and summits handed out across Tasmania and some impressive DX logged along the way. Lance has had a very busy week, ticking off a parks activation and two SOTA summits. Armed with his trusty CW key, Lance first activated the Lee Conservation Area, located just outside Kingston. Later in the week, he headed for the hills, activating Bender's Hill near Kellavi, before continuing on to McGregor's Peak at Eagle Hawk Neck. Xavier VK7XHJ and Jim VK7JZ made their way to the summit of Mount Phipps, located not far from Runnymede. Operating a 15-metre, 20-metre and 40-metre, they logged 14 contacts each. Their log features an impressive mix of VK and DX contacts, including stations from New Zealand, Japan, Sweden, Poland and France, a very nice spread of contacts. Travis VK7VXT tackled the very steep climb to the summit of Mount Amos, and the hike is certainly no easy feat, especially for a summit worth only a single SOTA point. Despite the challenging ascent, Travis operated on both SSB and CW from the summit. Al VK7AN, Rodney VK7HAM and Peter VK7ZPE headed to the north-westerly direction to activate the Franklin Rivulet Conservation Area. Running an ICOM IC7300, the team enjoyed a steady stream of contacts and a supply of jam scones to keep an E-energy level high throughout the activation. Great to see so much portable activity taking place around the state, with activators enjoying good conditions, solid contact numbers and a consumption of jam scones along the way. 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. And statewide SSTV nights. A quiet net night that saw the following participants: VK7s, AX, ZAB, PAK, OO, and ZSB, all sharing 45 photos. The main themes were iconic attractions like Dove Lake, Cradle Mountain, Launceston's Cataract Gorge, and a cloud-covered Mount Roland. Decoded SSTV from Aris and Series 32 photos. Decoded SSTV from UMKA1, a CubeSat that was assembled by a Russian high school. The other highlights were various birds, crayfish, a joey and cute pets, and a danger sign for when it rains, a speed camera honesty box, and 73 from an IKEA self-assembled book. It's a book. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7s exchanged photos with PD0KOK, PC1K and PD0A in the Netherlands and DJ0ZK in Germany. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries to have a chance to send photos. Note Ken VK7KRJs and Steve VK7OOs, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately, anytime both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's website or on the NTARC website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And news from the north, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Now let's start this week with some good news. Adam, VK7AJP, has successfully upgraded his amateur radio qualification. He sat the Advanced Theory and Regulations exams on Monday evening at the club rooms and by the sound of it, passed with distinction. He plans to keep the VK7AJP call sign and he'll be applying for a two-letter call sign. Adam has been very active on the HF bands over the past year or so, and I'm sure he's now looking forward to making use of the extra bands and privileges that come with the upgrade. Last Wednesday evening, the NTARC Club Rooms hosted a fortnightly technical night, which included a live presentation on the Reist YouTube channel titled Our New Band Plans. Around a dozen members arrived well before 7:30, grabbed a drink, picked up a slice of cake or two and settled in for the session. It turned out to be a very informative evening with Justin VK7TW delivering an excellent overview of the proposed band plan changes along with the valuable refresher on the current usage structure. Thanks go to Reese for providing the feed for the forum. If you missed it, well, it's well worth a visit to their YouTube channel for a catch-up. Andrew VK7DW brought along a striking collection of printed slow scan television images he received from the International Space Station as part of ARRIS Series 32 transmissions. The pictures were neatly presented in a laminated A3 display sheet and looked fantastic. He also shared a confirmation from the Sashka Science Academy for a QSO with the RS-18S CubeSat, with the successful decode verified via an EQSL card from Andre, who is R0QAV. All of the images were of impressive quality. No doubt the noise floor was helped by Andrew's computer-controlled auto-tracking quad bay Yagi array. Just for interest, this little RS-18S CubeSat is the first satellite of the Sashka Republic, which, if your geography is a little rusty, like mine, is located in the Russian Far East along the Arctic Ocean, and there are currently headings into summer, leaving its regular winter averages of below minus 35 degrees C behind them. It was launched just after Christmas last year and didn't begin SSTV transmissions until mid-February this year. The 1U CubeSat was built around Sputnik Orbitcraft Pro bus. Its payload includes a cluster of 12 Arduino-compatible microcontrollers, a scintillation gamma spectrometer, a camera, a set of sun sensors for an experimental course attitude determination algorithm. Remember, all of this is packed into a 100mm by 100mm by 100mm cube, the entire 1U form factor in action. This really great thing is school students of the Republic will be able to upload firmware to the payload Arduino controllers to conduct their own experiments. Now that's pretty cool. As usual, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. And you are listening to VK7 A Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Up-and-coming events, on-air, test and technical net sessions every Wednesday night, test net and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m, then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m, and your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 A Whiskey Whiskey. And Club Room's Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday the 27th of May and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Room's Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee Mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms, and time is from 10 a.m. to noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the Secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. And all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the Secretary of NTARC, Inc. And news from the Northwest. Sunday broadcast to be transmitted on 476 kHz. Club member Brenton, VK7HP, whose QTH is at Melrose in the Northwest, has designed and manufactured a 476 kHz valve transmitter. The unit was tested during the week and received in Ulverston and Devonport quite strong, considering the two receiving stations were using antennas whose lowest operating frequency is 80 metres. This Sunday, Brendan will trial transmitting the WIA broadcast on 476 kHz, so if you have the time or compatibility, please listen in. And Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NWTARC meeting. The next club meeting will commence at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 6th of June 2026 at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will be held. Members are encouraged to bring along items of show and tell, and the club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. We have at least two members bringing along interesting items for show and tell at the meeting. The small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated, and we have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. And if you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. Baker's Beach Challenge Safety Communications. Well, last Saturday, the 9th of May, 11 amateurs and a member of the Ulverston Radio Operators Club, UROC, provided safety communications for the Baker's Beach Challenge Equine Endurance Ride. In the Dazzler Range and Baker's Beach area, the event started with a brisk 6 a.m. start for those club members volunteering, which included Brenton VK7HP, Andrew VK7XR, Rob VK7ARG, Stefan VK7ZSB, Jim VK7JDO, Idris VK7ZIR, Roger VK7ARN, Andre VK7ZAB, and from NTARC, Peter VK7SP, and from REST, Justin VK7TW, and from UROC, Johan. There was a base and five checkpoints, and at checkpoint five, the juniors did a 6 kilometre training run on their ponies. Primary communications were via 2 metres on the Mount Duncan repeater, with backup communications through VK7RDR 70 centimetre repeater. A simplex channel was used by members acting as beach marshals, coordinating riders travelling the narrow track to get to the beach. It was an absolute cracker of a day, and participants had the added bonus of part of the course being on the beach. A strong turnout of riders with 71 participating, the event finished around 1,800 hours, and one rider required TAS ambulance attendance and was taken to hospital with no major injuries. A big thank you to all amateurs who assisted, and as there is no phone coverage in much of the area that the event was run, so amateurs got up very early and provided safety comms to allow the event to operate safely. Photos of the event will be posted to the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page, and that's 73 from Eric VK7EV, the news officer NWTARC Inc. And news from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, the May Forum Night new band plans. Well, last Wednesday night was a deep dive into one of the most important foundations of amateur radio operation, the new 2026 Australian Amateur Radio Band Plans. The session unpacked why the band's plans exist in the first place, how they provide structure and order across the amateur service, and how they help different modes and activities coexist. The presentation explained primary and secondary allocations, band use categories, how band plans are developed through consultation, and the role of the international harmonisation efforts used as the example of the 40-metre band. We ran through a band-by-band comparison with what has changed across LF, HF, VHF and microwave allocations, including the important 23-centimetre GNSS interference discussions and proposed operating arrangements. We showed a new graphical LF to HF and VHF to SHF A3 band plan posters, explaining the supporting rally documents that underpin amateur operating arrangements in Australia, and finished with an open question and answer session. June presentation. Well, let's move further up the electromagnetic spectrum to light and astrophotography. Our June presentation night promises to take members far beyond the radio horizon and deep into the night sky as Lisa VK7SGZ shares her fascinating journey into the world of astrophotography. Lisa will explore how a curiosity about the universe evolved into a passion for capturing breathtaking images of nebula, galaxies, star clusters and other astronomical wonders. Lisa's presentation will cover the equipment used in modern astrophotography, from telescopes to tracking mounts through to cameras, filters and software, along with the techniques needed to turn faint light from deep space into extraordinary images. Astrophotography is far more than simply pointing a camera at the sky, and many of Lisa's images are built up from hours or even multiple nights of carefully collected exposures that are later processed and combined into stunning final photographs. Lisa will also take us through the patience, experimentation and technical problem solving involved in producing these remarkable images, while also showcasing a gallery of spectacular results captured from Tasmania's dark southern skies. Whether you're interested in astronomy, imaging, radio, electronics, computing, or simply appreciating the beauty of the universe, this promises to be a visually stunning and inspiring evening. Wednesday, June the 3rd, from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed. See you there from the REST Committee. And you are listening to VK7, a Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And June Forum Night, the DMR Code Plugs and Programming. Well, the June REST Forum Night is diving into the world of DMR code plugs, radio programming and hotspots on Wednesday the 10th of June from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and streamed. And if you've ever stared at CPS software wondering why your radio suddenly talks to Kazakhstan but not the local repeater, this night is for you. We'll take you through the fundamentals of DMR programming, explain what coplugs actually are, how zones, talk groups and channels fit together, and how to configure both the radios and hotspots for practical everyday operation. Whether you're completely new to DMR or looking to clean up and better understand your existing setup, this session will include practical demonstrations, programming tips, common mistakes, and plenty of opportunity for questions and discussions. Bring along your radio, hotspot, laptop, or just your curiosity. Everyone is welcome. 73 from the REST Committee. And REST Training and Assessment Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Well, REST has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. The key dates, standard, advanced and regulations assessment held on alternate months, and the next one is the 30th of May 2026. Foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months, with the next one on Saturday the 27th of June 2026. Check out the full schedule on the REST events page. And do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Well, email reest.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation licence training videos that are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the REEST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams. And the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. And whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, REST is here to guide you every step of the way. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And technology gaming news. Well, payphone tag is Australia's new national sport. Australia's payphones are an iconic part of the national landscape, even if they're not as important as they once used to be. However, they're having a resurgence of late, in part thanks to a national pastime, the sport of payphone tag. Created by Alex Alchin, the game's simple. To play, you first sign up on the website, get your emoji and 5-digit PIN. You then go out and find a payphone, dial the payphone tag number, and enter your PIN when prompted. This lets you capture the phone, raising your score in the game. If the phone is already captured, no matter, you head out and dial the number and key in your PIN to steal it. You can also push your score even higher by capturing 3 payphones in a triangle on the map to get bonus points. It's a fun geospatial game that's also free to play because Telstra made payphones calls free back in 2022. It might cost you a bit in getting out to some of the phones, but there are plenty you can reach with the aid of a free public transport at the moment. Anyway, pro tip, at the time of writing, there are a ton of easy captures to be had on Kangaroo Island. Probably King and Flinders as well. It might just cost you a pretty penny to get out there. Have a look at it. We'd love to see some stats from Telstra as to whether this is making a dent in overall payphone usage rates. In any case, there were 800 players in the last 7 days and a full 36,640 captures so far. So, a lot is happening out there. We fully expect to see this concept spread to other nations in turn, though it might be less attractive in places where you still have to dig out a coin to make a call. And that was written by Zoe Skyforest for the Hackaday Web eZine. And regular VK7 events and gatherings over the coming months. And regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link, VK7RAFRJG from 7:30 PM. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55. And in the south, VK7RAF 146.650. And plus VK7AX International SSTV Gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.15 FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, and then the North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560B. Reest 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 until 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. Intark Testnet and Technical Net sessions. Intark Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.580 from 7 PM, and then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM until 8:30 PM. And your host for the evening is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Intark Technical Night sessions Wednesday the 27th of May from 6:30 PM. At the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Intark Coffee Mornings are held every Friday at the Intark Club Rooms. Time is from 10 AM until noon in the Rochalie Club Rooms. NWVK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local. The Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres VK7 RMD and All-Star Node 56780. NWVK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM, local the Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net on 144.190 MHz upper sideband. VK7 events, Reest 3rd of June, Astro Photography with Lisa VK7SGZ, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 PM and streamed. NWTARC 6th of June, the club meeting from 1:30 PM in the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Reest the 10th of June, Forum Night DMR programming, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 PM and streamed. And VK 7th and 8th of November, Tassie Hamicon Amateur Radio Conference, UTAS, Sandy Bay. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader VK7TW. Repeaters Reest, Intark and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, JH and DC. 160 metres, any takers, 80 metres, VK7JGD, 40 metres, VK7DG, 20 metres, VK7ALH, 10 metres, VK7, VKT, UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24, VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, the digital group. And a big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. And if you missed the live broad transmission, please remember you can catch it on the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 PM on VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT and UHF-CB24, HF-CB24 in the south. Got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews at all one word at gmail.com by Friday 9 PM. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for the callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News Team, this is Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.